testing real-time translation on Google Pixel Buds. I'm Rich DeMuro. This is Rich on Tech Daily. Google Pixel Buds are basically a set of wireless headphones, kind of the company's answer to Apple's AirPods. Now, these wireless headphones connect best with Google's own Pixel smartphone, but they will work with other Bluetooth devices as well. Now, the main feature is Google Assistant. That means you can use all of their amazing voice commands to do stuff like play music, send text messages, control your apps, whatever you need to do. But there is a cool futuristic feature, and this is real-time foreign language translation. Now, this feature only works on a Pixel original phone or a Pixel 2. So before we get into how that all works, let me give you some thoughts on the Pixel Buds. So I really wanted to love these because, you know, they're from Google. They have the Google Assistant built in, and Google is just killing it with Google Assistant. They have made this thing so good. You can really do so much stuff with the Google Assistant. It interfaces with many different apps, podcasts, news, weather, sports, controlling things like text messages, calling people, whatever you want. These earbuds have been kind of rough since the start. So when I first tried them out, you know, you're supposed to be able to open the case and have them instantly pair to your phone. That didn't really go so well. So I kept trying this feature over and over. I maybe got it to work, I don't know, 10, 20% of the time. So you can, you know, pair them manually, but that's not the idea. The idea is that you're supposed to open up the case, they pair with your phone, and you're done. Then it came to putting them back in the case and wrapping the cord back into the case, because even though these are wireless earbuds, there's still a cord that connects the two of them that goes kind of behind your head. Getting this thing back in the case is really tricky. I had to search online for an animation on how to do just that. I figured out the way to do it. And once you figure it out, it is pretty simple, but it's just that funny thing of like, okay, what am I doing wrong here? When it comes to design and quality, I have no problems there. I think that the design is really nice. They definitely fall out of my ears a little bit more than some other headphones do. But when it comes to the audio quality, I think they sound really good and they're nicely made. Keep in mind, these are $160 headphones, which is the same price as Apple AirPods. Now, those are kind of a joy to use. I mean, I love them since day one. They stay in my ears. They don't sound the best, but they sound fine. And they work with an Android device. But of course, they are better on Apple because you get Siri. All right, let's talk about the translation feature. So first off, you have to download the Google Translate app. Then you basically ask the Buds to help you translate. Now, Google has a few suggested ways of getting that to happen, where basically you say, hey, Google, help me translate Japanese. The Google Translate app is supposed to spring into action. That didn't really happen. It took me a few tries to get it just right. But once you get it right, it all works. You tap the right earbud and then you talk and you see your translation happening in real time on the screen, on your phone, which is really cool. Then your phone speaks it out loud. So the other person that you're talking with, in this case, it was my producer, Vanessa, they can hear it spoken in their language. And then that person talks back in their language. Your phone hears it. It's translated on screen into English or whatever language you want. And then it's also spoken to you inside your earbuds. So this is really cool. And it does work. It's basically real-time language translation back and forth. And again, we tried it with producer Vanessa. She said the translations were just okay. Someone would understand the gist of what you're saying, but they weren't always perfect. But when it comes to using this in the real world, I think it would be kind of cumbersome because you're going through the headphones, you're going through your phone. The person probably can't hear what's coming out of your phone if you're on a busy street. So I think in a perfect sense, this sort of works. But in reality, this is just kind of the beginning of a feature like this. And although the translation happens in real time, it's kind of a process to go back and forth this way because you are kind of waiting for things to happen, stopping, waiting for the phone to say what you just said out loud in a different language. But the on-screen translation happens really fast and it is really slick. Now, I want to love these headphones and I love that Google continues to push the envelope with cool features like this, but I don't think that this is ready for prime time. It's definitely not the reason to purchase the Pixel Buds. I think you can skip them altogether. Just grab the Google Translate app, which is free for Android and iOS. Put it into conversation mode, and it pretty much accomplishes the same exact thing. No headphones necessary. Thanks so much for listening. If you want to watch the TV segment where we try out the Google Pixel Buds instant translation feature, just find a link on my website, richontech.tv. And please rate and review this podcast. If you find it helpful, just go into Apple Podcasts and leave a rating. That way, more people discover it. I'm Rich DeMuro. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you real soon.